KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
SADC leaders and ministers are gathering in Harare ahead of an extraordinary session today on the crisis in the DRC. President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to join the talks set to get underway in the next half hour in the Zimbabwean capital. The emergency summit of the 16-nation bloc has been prompted by the escalation in fighting in the mineral-rich eastern DRC. Newswatch's Marius van der Walt reports.
The Rwanda-backed M23 armed group has seized swathes of territory in eastern DRC, including most of the regional capital. Their advancement towards Goma has claimed the lives of 13 South African troops and 3 Malawians since Thursday. Most of their fallen soldiers were part of a SADC peacekeeping mission deployed to the area in 2023. Earlier this week, DRC President Felix Tshisekedi snubbed a regional crisis meeting with Rwanda's Paul Kagame that was convened by the President of Kenya. In December, Kagame refused to attend a meeting with Tshisekedi in Luanda. Angolan leader João Lourenço, the African Union-appointed mediator in the conflict, has again today urged the two to urgently return to the negotiating table. Marius van der Walt, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Over 15,000 undocumented people who were trying to come into South Africa illegally were intercepted over the festive period. This is according to Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber.
Another 6,159 people were detected for overstaying, and a further 1,923 were refused entry due to fraudulent documentation or non-compliance with entry requirements. BMA Border Guards, in collaboration with the South African Police Service, made a further 322 arrests, including of 132 wanted criminals, and seized illicit goods that included 690 million rand worth of illegal cigarettes.
Human Settlements Minister Thembi Smalane is threatening legal action against journalists who reported on her finances. Smalane has demanded that they remove three articles in various publications, a short documentary, as well as social media posts about her alleged spending on luxury items. She's accusing them of defamation and violating her privacy. And a whale has been freed after it became entangled at a Scottish fish farm. Rescue teams say the humpback is free but exhausted after getting a rope around its neck off the Isle of Skye yesterday. Experts at British Divers Marine Life Rescue say they're still monitoring the mammal. The top story this hour, SADC leaders and ministers are gathering in Harare ahead of an extraordinary session today on the crisis in the eastern DRC. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.